halfback slips out of the backfield and a wheel route into the left side of the end zone. He's wide open, a great throw and catch, as now Deckerville going to go for two.
Going for the two, and it's a split back. It's shotgun position. It's a handoff. Cole Rumzik is going to keep it for himself, and he's in for two. Cole Rumzik gets for the two-point conversion, holding down that same position as last year, and it's now Deckerville 8, Lawrence nothing. We've played 7 minutes in Deckerville, Michigan, right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the Tonka the Thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular. Tonka, Tonka, Tonka the Fur. Tonka, Tonka, Tonka the Fur.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Deckerville just got on the board with a 14-yard pass from Isaac Kineth to Cruz Ibera. And the punt, or excuse me, the kickoff from Curtis Vogel goes right out of bounds into Lou Garza's hands at about the 25-yard line. And due to the penalty, this will put Lawrence at the start to start this drive at the 35-yard line.
Lawrence here, just a turnover cost him there early in this game. Deckerville took advantage and found a way to score a touchdown and strike first in this game. We'll see if Lawrence can kind of recapture a couple of those first two runs that they had. Big gains on a Deckerville defense. And see if they can get back going here and get this game back to even.
And in motion to the far sideline, that would be number 22, Landon Copeman. Trips to the right, one to the left. In the shotgun, that would be Connor McDaniel. Man in motion, and so McDaniel fumbles it. He's going to have to jump on it at the line of scrimmage. And lucky for him, that ball went forward, so he loses no yards on the play. But they're going to say before that happened, there's a penalty in the backfield. And it looks like it's going to be an illegal shift called on Lawrence.
Did they make the call yet, Clark?
There was initial signal, but... illegal.
There we go.
It
there's the signal.
An illegal shift.
Yeah, but they're going to
decline that as there was no gain in the play, so it's basically just a loss of down. So no yards lost on that penalty, but second down, 10 to go, and Lawrence is back at the line of scrimmage ready to go again. And we have another whistle as Jacob Edson was in motion to the far sideline and whistles blue from the backfield yet again. A fairly... senior-heavy team for Lawrence. I should say it's pretty even between seniors and juniors. They do have some sophomores, and they're going to say that's a illegal formation, I do believe, Dave.
Now they're trying to explain that to the Lawrence head coach right now. Either illegal formation, was there two guys in motion at the same time?
Not exactly sure on that one. It's good to be sure. Second down, 15 to go now for Lawrence. 4:55 left in the first quarter. Deckerville leads 8-0 over the Lawrence Tigers in week number 2 of high school football on the WLAW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Sam Caveline with your call tonight.
Yeah, Lawrence coach still getting an explanation over there, Clark. He's obviously not happy about that call.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. McDaniel in the shotgun to his right. Be number 13, Chris Schumann, a junior. No one in motion this time. There goes the man in motion. That'd be Jacob Edson. And it's a screen pass to the left. And here came the horses from Deckerville. Pass was intended for Landon Copeman. Falls incomplete. And now a third down 15 yards to go from the Lawrence 30-yard line.
All right, looks like they just want a quick swing pass to the outside, maybe try to make a defender miss. But Travis Trigger there, Clark, was in the backfield so quickly for Deckerville that the quarterback, McDaniel, had no option but to just throw it at his receiver's feet and just take an incompletion there. That play was going nowhere fast. Third and 15 now for the Lawrence Tigers.
Reyna in motion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper to the right side. Now throws it. This was intercepted by Ostrowski. And Ostrowski's going to go all the way in. Touchdown, Deckerville. Ostrowski, the one man who brought in the fumble on the punt, is now the man who intercepts McDaniel, and he's in for the score. It is Deckerville 14. Lawrence nothing with 4:33 left in the first quarter.
Well, I'll credit that interception to the defensive line of the Deckerville Eagles. They were in the backfield from the snap, forcing the quarterback, McDaniel, to roll to his right, felt the pressure, did not want to take a sack, and instead of throwing it away, he thought he could force a throw to his taller receiver, but he threw it on the run. It was underthrown, and Zachary Ostrowski did not miss it, and he took it back at full speed, untouched, into the end zone, a pick six for the Eagles defense, and that's a 14-0 lead for the Eagles as a unique situation as they bring Cole Rumsick in again to run the quarterback position with 41. Hanley.
He's going to keep it for himself, but here comes Lawrence diving at about the 3-yard line, bringing Cole Rumsick down in the backfield. Two-point conversion is no good, but Deckerville's on the board for the second time tonight. They lead by two scores, 14-0 over Lawrence with 4:33 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission, equipped with sunroof, AM/FM CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Deckerville scores for the second time tonight on a pick six from Ostrowski. Runs it in for 30 yards out, and now Deckerville leading 14-0.
Had a great defensive play there by Deckerville as Ostrowski picks it off thanks to the pressure on the quarterback.
And it's another pooch kick comes in at the 36-yard line, brought in by Lawrence's number 16, Dylan Matheny, and brought down by Zachary Ostrowski. And it'll be first and 10 for Lawrence Tigers at their own 42-yard line.
I'm starting to think Ostrowski kind of does it all here, Clark, don't you think?
I'm starting to think so. He might even do windows. We will find out soon enough. First down, 10 to go. Right to left, across your radio, or the Northwestern Wildcats, excuse me, the Lawrence Tigers. 4:28 left in the first quarter. 14-0 Deckerville.
We'll see how the Tiger offense responds to that pick six. Connor McDaniel back under center for them.
And
for the
McDaniel's
Eagles.
Going to go for himself. QB draw right across the 45-yard line out to the 46-yard line, brought down by Cole Rumsick. And it will be enough for a 4-yard gain. Second down, 6 to go at the Lawrence 46.
Lawrence really trying to spread it out. They got three receivers on the field, three linemen, and then you got your kind of your end who's off center just a little bit. He comes in motion just about every time, and that's the read option. Last time McDaniel keeps it himself, falls forward for a quick four for Lawrence.
Two wide to the right, now man in motion to the near sideline. That's Reyna. It's a McDaniel keeper across the midfield and all the way dragging him, three defenders all the way down to the 47-yard line. Cole Rumsick leading the tackling effort for Deckerville. Again, they're actually going to say he's down at the 48-yard line, very close to the first down marker, and they're signaling first down. Move the chains.
Yeah, just a tough run there by the quarterback McDaniel. He was hit definitely 2-3 yards short of the first down marker. Was dragging a couple guys all across that first down marker, and never a good sign when you see Chase Patello limp off the field for Deckerville. That's something to side note there. That's not a good sign, but Deckerville got a lot of athletes there on defense that can help out.
Reyna in motion. It's going to be McDaniel handed off on the counter to number 16, Matheny. And he gets out to the 45-yard line before he is stopped by Curtis Vogel, the guard for Deckerville. And it's now a second down, 7 yards to go after a three-yard gain.
And there's that misdirection, a counter run out of that offense. And number six, Lewis Reyna, constantly in motion for Lawrence. He's the main running back they want to get it to. McDaniel, the athlete at quarterback.